Christy on the line. Christy?
Yes.
We've got you on the hot seat, I guess.
Yeah, certainly do.
All right, just let Peter call him as he sees.
Hello, Christy.
Hello, Peter.
You ever met me before?
No, I haven't.
I see you married.
No.
I see you married. You're not married, but I see you married.
Do you see that relationship working out? Right now, I feel like...
No, no, don't give me any clue, dear. I have to... It's not the man you're going to marry now. There are two different characters in there.
Okay. Have I met the man I will marry?
Slightly. You're going to marry the man what was married before, dear. You will marry the man what was married before.
Okay.
And you live by yourself now?
Yes.
Well, I think you should fix the kitchen.
It does need fixing.
Oh, my gosh. And a paint job, too.
Okay. So you see me staying here?
I beg your pardon?
You see me staying here.
Yeah, but who stays over sometimes, that man?
My boyfriend.
Oh. You get along with him very well if you always give in.
That's true. Can you tell me where he is right now?
Well, he is not in Los Angeles, dear.
I know.
But if you have to swim where he is now, he's far away from here. What did he have to do with California?
What does he?
Yeah.
He lives here.
In California?
Yes.
But I see him moving.
Oh, you do?
I see a breakup, dear, between you and him.
Soon?
Did you're planning to break up with him?
It's something I'm thinking about.
Well, you cannot say that he's a lazy person.
No, he's definitely...
He's a very active...
Yes.
Even on Saturday, Sunday, the whole week, he's a very active person. You cannot deny that.
No.
But the character is not coming together. You only get along when you give in and don't start talk back.
That's true.
That is the problem. And you are not allowed to talk back to him. If he is wrong or right, he never say to you, "You was right, sweetheart." No. He's also a very nervous person. But he don't show the nervous, you know.
Mm-hmm. What about my career?
Wait, I'm not finished yet.
Okay.
Wait, dear. What did she do at photos?
Pardon?
Photos. I see photos, taking pictures. You're not working in a photo. That's not what I'm talking about.
No.
But what did you have to do with...
I took a lot of pictures recently.
Oh. Yeah, small pictures, not big pictures.
Right.
What was wrong with your mother's leg?
I don't know. I didn't know she had a problem with her leg.
Was she still active?
Yes.
But you can't not live with your mother.
No, definitely not.
Then you need a psychiatrist. Love your mother, love her, but keep her away. Visit her, but don't expect nothing to live with you. You cannot live with her. It's not possible to you.
No, I know.
Who is Frank?
Frank's a good friend.
A really good friend.
Mm-hmm.
If you are in trouble or you need something, he's always there.
Yes, that's true.
He talks a little bit funny, huh, Frank?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah. Oh, did he left you, your boyfriend?
Well, I'm not sure.
Well, you cannot depend on him.
I know.
You know that one time he comes, the next time you don't see him.
I know. It's very upsetting.
You know that he had lived with another woman before?
Yes, he was married.
You know that?
Yes.
And that he didn't take any responsibility for her?
No, I didn't know.
Who is Sandy?
I don't know.
And Mr. Miller. Who is Mr. Miller?
Well, an old friend.
Uh-huh. Quite an old friend, did he?
Yes.
Did he get an operation not long ago?
I don't know. I haven't talked with him recently.
Yeah. He was a good person.
Yes. think so.
I'm not talking about a young man, but 20 years older.
Yes.
What's all with this little gray hair on Mr. Miller?
Mm-hmm.
I see you traveling. You're going to travel a lot. And it has to do each year. You will say to me, well, I don't start traveling, but there will be traveling involved.
Will I form my own company?
Don't be upset. You don't have the money yet.
Okay.
To set it up straight. You understand what I'm talking about, do you?
Yes.
I'm talking about your own business.
Yes.
And I see also a partnership in there.
Uh-huh.
But not with your boyfriend.
Yeah, okay.
Please.
Okay.
Sometimes he promises you, I'll be there, and then you don't see him. That's not the man you're going to marry. You're going to marry the man that was married before. But I see your business coming through. You don't have your own business yet. You work, yes. But I see a completely changing a new business, dear.
Same field?
Same field. On a better location.
Good.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Christy. I want to tell you something, Peter. I've been doing this show for a long time.
She's a good soul, that woman.
She's a good soul. She sounded good and a little bit concerned about things.
Yeah, I'm this guy come along, you know.
I've been doing this show a long time, Peter, and I've had a number of psychics on this show, but you're blowing me away with these people tonight. I am impressed.
I'm just beginning. Are you going to do it next time?
Uh-huh.
Again.
You bet you we will, anytime you want to come on. Ethel, you're on the hot seat now.
Yeah, I don't know if I want him probing around.
Well, no, dear.
You get
hello.
Get off the line. Or
No. It's
hello,
an
dear.
Honor.
Dear.
Yes, Peter.
Do you know me?
No.
No. Well, I don't see any more hospital.
Any more hospital?
Did you was in a hospital a long time ago?
Yes. A long time ago.
Yeah, I'm not talking for a baby.
No, I know.
I'm talking about for operation.
Yes.
But I don't see any more hospital. What is trouble with your hip and your lower part of your back?
it's my knee.
No, it comes from the back. It's a new cap. That is not the problem I'm talking about. The problem actually comes from your back nerve. Lower part, and it goes from the hip to the knee. To the lake.
Yeah.
Right leg, dear?
No, I don't think. No, because it's my left kneecap. I just hit it last night.
Well, I don't see a hospital for you.
Oh, you're beautiful.
There is a little fluid in, but I don't see a hospital. And you live your own way. You are on your own.
Thank God.
You have nothing to hang on.
Yes.
You make your own decision, dear.
Yes.
And fix the light.
Okay.
Okay, dear?
Yes. Do you see anything for my friend and me?
You mean the man you're talking about?
Yes.
But he was married.
Yes.
You know that?
Yes.
But he's a good friend.
Very.
Well, I don't see any relation with his wife anymore. I'm talking about your good friend.
Yes. Oh, you're too much.
Well, this is what my wife said. I'm too much. Would you fix the light?
I will.
There is something wrong with your wiring, too.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Yeah.
Now, there's a short in this lamp.
That's right, otherwise you'd be fired.
Can you see me?
Oh, yes. But you didn't fix your hair.
I know.
Your hair is in a mess.
Okay.
I want to tell you, Ethel, you got to be
Who
careful.
Is Evelyn?
Evelyn? Old girlfriend.
Well, you don't see her anymore.
No,
it's
she's
gone.
Far away.
No, she's thousands or hundreds of miles away.
What do you mean she's gone?
She's not living with you. She's about hundreds of miles away from you.
Yes, that's right.
That's what I'm talking about. But she never writes you.
No.
She was a good soul.
Yes, she is.
Now, what you should do, madame, I'm not a doctor. But you should go to a doctor, but I don't see any hospital. Only the leg is swelling up a little bit.
Yes,
it is.
Also
the nerve from the back. But the kneecap is not cracked. It is swollen up. There's a little fluid on the dead soul. But go to your doctor. Okay, dear?
Yes.
You have a mole on your back. You know that?
A mole?
A mole, yes.
Stop it.
Okay. Bye-bye, dear.
Bye-bye.
Ethel, where was he? On a scale of 10, what will you give him? Oh.
She left us.
She's left us already. Well, that's okay. No, she's still there. On a scale of 10, what do you give it?
Oh, a 10.5.
10.5. Okay, very good.
Bye-bye, dear.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, a little bit of a rest for Peter there. Mm-hmm. We're now getting another description. You know, one time, there was a psychic, one of the first ones I had on the show. In fact, the very first one I had, her name was Geraldine Smith. She was pretty good. And she was talking to me at home, giving me all the reasons I should have a psychic on the show, and I was giving her all the reasons that I shouldn't. And she was convincing me. And she said, well, can I tell you what I see? And she started describing the room where I was. Yes. I was sitting at my desk, and there was a half-written manuscript in the lamp, and she had it down to the color of the desk and the new typewriter in, and she giggled, and she said, can I tell you something else? And I said, yeah, well, go ahead. You're doing pretty good so far. He said, it's nice, but you're sitting there in the nude. And I put her on the show the next week. I said, I'm going to have you on my side, lady. Mm. You ready for one before we take a break here?
I need a little break.
A little break. So that's the story. Our guest is Peter Hercos tonight, and I know that there are calls coming in on how they can reach you. Which one of these numbers do we use? Or go ahead and you can give that number again over there if you want to.
Area code 818-769-3146.
818-769-3146. And you'll get back to it. That's an answering phone or somebody answering it?
An answer phone.
Yeah, but they will get back to you so you can get on to Peter Hercos. As you can see, he doesn't waste any time. I'm afraid to even ask him the time of day. I think how this watch works.
That's okay. He tries to cheat sometimes, you know, in the morning. But always gets it.
Rather than go to the callers now, we have only a couple of minutes. That wouldn't be enough time to play with. Could you explain to us in just a few minutes some of the work that you've been doing with our good friend, Dr. Andrea Paharic?
Can my wife talk about it?
Yes, of course. Push the red button over there.
I was the guinea pig.
You were the guinea pig.
Peter and Andre right now are in the midst of putting together a video on how to develop your psychic ability. They have been working on it for 20 years. It includes a light-up box.
More than that.
And the technique and how to do it, and it really works.
You don't have to bump your head like Peter did in order to...
No, you don't have to fall off of a ladder.
I fall 43 feet.
You really think that's what triggered something?
I never had it before. I was a gourmet cook. I went to cook school for 4 years in Switzerland.
And
I was working Holland American Line. And when the war broke out in 1939, I couldn't go back anymore on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
They were occupied by the Germans in 1940. So I had to do something. So I could have worked in the restaurants in Holland for the Germans, but I wouldn't do that. So I chose the job by my father, but runs a small painting business, the houses. And he put me on the roof, on the ladder about 43 feet, and I was scraping up the roof and paint, and I'm 6 feet 3, and I put the ladder in the middle, and that I can paint left and right, and I hang over to myself for 43 feet. I was in the hospital in Zuidwall for many weeks.
Did you go into a coma, or just were in there?
Yeah, I was in coma.
In a coma?
Yeah.
And then whenever you came out of the coma, you found a whole new world out there.
Everything was dirty. No color. Everything was the same color.
Hmm.
I didn't like where I was. I love it. Not where I came out.
Was that a little frightening to you at first when suddenly you now knew a lot of things that ordinarily people don't know about other things?
In 1943, when I took the bus, and a man was standing with a little small suitcase. He said, so, you going to sell your cigarettes, sir? And the guy thought I was in German. And he took off the bus. He ran off the bus and left his suitcase.
Yeah.
And I never forget about old player cigarettes.
Yeah.
English cigarettes. That was happened.
I didn't
know it. Oh, it was gassing, but it was too strong in gassing. So I started living in Paris for 6 years. And I was married with a French woman. And I worked with the police department in Paris, and there was a big story in Paris Match. It was like Life magazine here. You can still buy it on a murder case.
We're going to have to take a little break here, Peter, for the news. And then we'll be back with two more hours of
A
Psychic Night with Peter Hercos on Open Mind. And you do run well over 95% in the world of the psychic whenever your guest is the one I have for you tonight, Mr. Peter Hercos. Peter, are you rested and ready to go again?
I am ready.
All right. Patty is on the line. Hello, Patty.
Hello.
Hello, Patty.
Hi.
You never met me before?
No, I haven't. I'm a new one here. I've never heard you before.
Yeah. Is it your real teeth?
Pardon me?
Is it your real teeth?
My real what?
Your real teeth.
Yeah.
My real teeth, yes.
Boy, you look beautiful.
Thank you. I wish.
What did you do with your hair about 2 weeks ago? Did you change your style?
No, but I almost did. I almost did.
Well, don't cut it.
Oh, okay. I've been thinking about it.
Yeah. I also see you married.
Oh, what do you see?
No, I don't see you married.
Oh, you don't? I'm separated at this time.
That's right, but you will be married. You will be married twice in your life. And you only married once?
Yeah. At this time, yeah, I've just been married once.
That's right. Why didn't he support you?
Because he was too wrapped up in his own garbage.
Don't expect nothing from him.
Yeah, I don't.
You know that?
Yeah. I hoped for a while, but I...
You are not without a job. You're working.
Not at this time.
Well, your shoes finished the job.
Kind of.
Was it about 2 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
I see you're working.
I'm in school.
No, don't tell me. I have to tell
you. Oh, okay.
Just don't lead the man. Yeah. Let him get out
there
on the
you, there is offer you another place in... I'm not talking about kindergarten. You understand, dear?
Yeah.
But I see a private school.
Uh-huh.
And I see you working after... January.
Okay.
The same work, but a different school.
Okay.
Who's Jim?
My father.
Oh, stubborn.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, stubborn. No, for no reason. And he don't mean it.
Yeah.
You're not living with your father.
No.
You're living alone?
Yes.
For a while?
Yes. Well, I'm, kind of alone.
That's right.
Kind of alone?
Well, I've got two little kids.
How can you explain to me you could have three children?
Yes.
You know that?
Yes, I do.
You have two in life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you lost one.
Yes, I did.
That was about almost 3 months. I see a better time for you in January, February, working.
Mm-hmm.
And don't... One of the youngest one... I don't like this, I don't like that. Eating. I see trouble with eating. And a temper. I'm talking about the youngest one.
Yeah, actually they both do.
Right.
But yes.
And
yes.
The other one, the oldest one, have to go to the dentist.
Uh-huh.
His tooth is growing in.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
As there's a split in his tooth.
Oh, my God, yes.
You know that?
Yes.
And get the tooth together.
Oh, my God, yes.
You have mother and father. And he said to everybody, he loves his children, but it is not true. It's only talk about your husband.
Yeah.
Did he try to get back to you?
Yeah.
You can try it, but I wouldn't work out, dear.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I see also a marriage for you in about 14... No, I'm sorry. About 15 months.
15 months. Where is he?
You don't have him yet.
I know. Where is he?
Maybe he's listening.
Yeah.
It's somebody what had to do with computers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you went to the... You have a daughter, dear?
Pardon me?
You have a daughter?
Yes, I do.
Well, did you went to the doctor with her throat?
Let's see. I'm trying to think. No.
She had trouble with swelling, and I see tonsils. Not yet, but when she's about 5 years. How old is she now?
Uh-huh.
Your daughter, how old is she?
My daughter is almost 3.
5 years, I see an operation, tonsils.
Oh.
And when she complains, sometimes she has pain in her ear. In her ear.
My son has, allergies and stuff and asthma.
Are they sleeping together?
Pardon me?
Are they sleeping together, the two of them?
Not always.
The reason why I said I get mixed up, I make a mistake. Somebody claimed to be trouble on his ear.
Uh-huh, yes.
Hey, the tonsils
but
are the one
I
the
definitely see a marriage for you. There'll be only two marriages in your life.
Oh, I hope so. Will it
but
last?
But on a moment, you are not really deeply in love with anybody.
Pardon me?
On a moment, you are not in love with anybody.
Right, right.
Well, Patty, you've been on the hot seat here pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, he's been right on.
Is it a little bit astounding?
Patty, it will be a job. It had to do with a private school, like a school.
Okay.
What do you teach?
What do I teach?
Yeah.
Nothing, really.
What do you have to do with school, then?
Pardon me?
What do you have to do with school?
I'm in school right now.
Yeah, but not for psychology.
Pardon me?
Not for psychology.
No, but that's an interest of mine.
Oh, I see. But I see a job at school, work in school.
Okay. My daughter's in school, and I've been kind of involved with that. I haven't been working or anything, but...
Well, they offer you a job in school. And it's good to do something.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
When did he saw the children, your husband?
Pardon me?
When did he saw your children?
Oh, a few months ago.
Yeah, but he tried to get back to you. But it don't work out.
Mm-hmm.
They're two different characters.
Yeah. Yeah, he's,
I understand. I understand you. I couldn't tell.
Couldn't tell everything, huh?
No.
Are we making you blush, Fanny?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do me a favor. Would you check your clock? It's about 40 minutes too fast. Your clock.
Yeah. In fact, my daughter at this time has just been playing with my clock.
Yeah, it's 40 minutes different.
It should be 10:15. What time does it say it is?
Let's see. About 10:20.
Oh.
Well, I'm a little off. You're a little off.
A little off, yeah.
But that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, dear.
All right, Patty.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye, Patty.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Ms. Knappen. You know, every Saturday and Sunday during the holiday season from 11 in the morning to 5, the first time you've been on Open Mind, we tried one other time, but you had to get out of town, as I recall. It was about a year or so ago. Couldn't make it. They had you away doing CIA things or whatever.
I work for the government.
You do that. Well, Karen.
Yes, hi, Peter.
You're on the hot seat now.
Thank you.
Hello, Karen.
Hello, Peter.
Do you know me?
Do I know you?
Yes. Have you ever met me before?
Yeah, personally.
No, I've never met you. No, I haven't.
That's good. No. Karen, why you be so sad sometimes and everything goes wrong? Why?
Why am I sad when things go wrong?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I think they won't go right. I don't know. I guess that's it. I worry about things. Mm-hmm.
You're talking about financially, you mean?
About what?
Money-wise.
Yes.
That's right. You'll come out.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
Well, I'm sorry to say, but you are in debt.
Yes.
And you're delayed with the bills, but I see you will come out.
Good. Because I'm tired.
Yeah. Now, wait, let me check you first. Are you moving?
No.
Don't.
Good. I mean, I hadn't planned on it.
No, but you have to move from one place to the other place.
No.
That's about 8 years ago?
No, we've been here a long time.
How long are you there now?
About 12 years.
I don't see four people. I only see two people. How many people are there?
Living together, too.
That's what I said, too.
Yes, that's right.
Well, you are responsible for everything. Everything comes on your shoulders, dear.
Yes.
I'm talking about money-wise. Paying the bills.
Okay.
Who is Jim?
Jim?
Jimmy. Jim.
I don't know Jim. I mean, I probably know some Jims, but no one close to me.
Yeah, but I don't see you without a job. I see you working.
Yes, I'm working. But it's not my work.
I beg your pardon?
I'm working at something, but it is not my work.
No, but you make some money there.
A little.
But it's not enough to live on it, let me put it this way.
No.
You were not working the whole week, right?
Certain hours, you know.
Want to see you changing a job.
Oh, okay.
I'll see you married.
Married? Yes, I'm married.
Yes. He is not lazy, but needs a push.
Yes.
I'm sorry to say that. I don't see a divorce, dear.
You don't see what?
A divorce.
Oh, no, I wasn't planning on one.
Oh, no.
No.
Sometimes he acts like a little child. I wish you could listen.
I think he is listening.
But he is not a bad person.
Oh, not at all.
And not lazy. I hate lazy people.
No, he's not lazy.
Do you know how much money he makes?
How much I make?
He makes.
He makes? Yes.
But he is not that tight, you know. When you need something, you get it.
If it's possible.
Didn't you know that you make a little extra money?
No.
Oh, well, why don't you ask him?
Okay.
Oh, what has he got going there?
He is a religious man, but he's not a man that goes to church.
No.
He believes, but in his fields. You know, he's not a church type person. Who drives the car?
Both do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I see trouble with acceleration. I see trouble with holding in the car.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And your trouble with your electric system.
With the electric system?
Yeah.
You haven't got one of those Audi 500s, have you?
Very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You know exactly what we've got.
Yeah.
Better go get it fixed.
You cannot only be a housewife. You've got to do something, dear.
Well, I am.
You know. But what you're doing now is not paid well. You couldn't pay the bill on that.
No.
You know.
But
I don't see a divorce. I see your husband a nice person. Sometimes you have to tell him... Put another suit on. He don't like to be dressed up completely, has he?
Oh, well, I don't know about that. He likes to dress up sometimes.
Yeah, but when he's around the house, do you?
I don't know.
No? You will not work there long. That is what you're doing now is almost an emergency job. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, what kind of work do you see coming? Do you see my work?
Well, I see people coming in and out, what you're doing.
No, but I mean in the work that I my career work.
I wish I could tell you, I don't see that. I don't see it. I see it, see a job on a building, on a big building where you go in and out, where you work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about a store. You understand what I'm saying, dear?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a building. I would say January, February, that area. You get nervous when you be the whole day in the house. You got to do something else. That is you.
Yes, that's true. Although I'm in the house working a lot.
You mean homework?
Well, not housework. No, not housework.
That's what I'm talking about. Not homework.
No, my career work, my work. I don't want to say what I'm doing because...
No. But I also see with papers.
Yes?
Like kind of files. You understand what I'm talking about?
Oh, no, I use papers a lot, but they're not files. I don't think you'd call them that.
Well, you covered it, didn't you? The cover in that?
Cover?
How do you call it, a cover?
No.
Folder over it?
A folder?
No, not really. They're well, I don't, some of them might be, but they're pretty open.
Just stacked around there?
They're actually sitting on the floor right now. They're all just laying on the floor.
You're filling them in and out, right?